From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Germany's now banning passenger flights from carrying cargo from Yemen. It's among the latest in a series of tighter international security measures after explosives were discovered in Dubai and Britain. One of them had passed through a UPS hub in Germany. Covering developments from London, Larry Miller reports that Yemen is asking why it wasn't told in advance of the plot.
Mohammed Khatibi, an advisor to the prime minister and a member of the ruling General People's Congress, says Yemen is concerned it was kept in the dark over the plot to bomb cargo planes. In London, Khatibi says if Yemen had been told, it could have caught the perpetrators red-handed. He says Yemen needs better coordination with the U.S. and other countries.
To tell you the truth, we Yemenis feel that we actually hold more than our share, more than our fair share, as regards combating Al-Qaeda.
Khatibi says it seems the world has just woken up to Al-Qaeda in Yemen when his country's been fighting it for the last 18 years. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The once youngest accused militant to be jailed at Guantanamo will spend 8 more years behind bars. Omar Khadr was sentenced yesterday under a plea deal in which he admitted to several war crimes charges, including killing an American soldier in Afghanistan. The Canadian national, who is now 24 years old, was 15 when he was captured. In Iraq, the death toll in the raid on a Catholic church where hostages were being held by an Al-Qaeda-linked group has risen to nearly 60, including 2 priests. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports that 75 people were wounded.
A deputy minister of interior said the dead included hostages and Iraqi security forces. Also killed were a handful of militants. Several more militants have been detained. The siege began yesterday when gunmen from a group called the Islamic State of Iraq tried to enter the Baghdad Stock Exchange. After clashes with Iraqi security forces, they fled into the nearby church, taking a construction crew and several worshippers hostage. U.S. military helicopters provided air support as an Iraqi counterterrorism unit raided the church. One witness told Reuters the rescue operation was difficult and many innocents died in the raid. A Christian lawmaker has accused Iraqi security forces of acting hastily. Iraqi officials say the victims were killed when militants detonated suicide vests. So far, reporters have been forbidden from the scene. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
Turkish rebels reportedly are denying involvement in a suicide bombing in Istanbul that injured 32 people. The Kurdish news agency's report comes a day after a bomb blew up in the city's main square and injured more than 30. With the economy dominating voter concerns heading into tomorrow's elections in the U.S., the government is revealing a mixed picture. Commerce Department reports consumer spending rose last month at a much slower than expected 0.2%. This is NPR. An apparently confident former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is publicly betting the prosecution won't be able to make their corruption case against him stick. In the overwhelmingly Democratic city of Austin, Texas, the prominent Republican spoke publicly before opening statements today. DeLay is accused of illegally financing the state's legislative races in 2002. Torrential rains could add to a precarious situation in Haiti, where more than 1 million people are still living in camps set up after January's earthquake. Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Tomas to churn northward within days toward the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says the storm may weaken before it regains strength around midweek. Scary movies were favorites for moviegoers in the United States and Canada over the Halloween weekend. NPR's Trina Williams takes a look at the numbers.
The last piece of the puzzle is you.
Saw 3D was the top draw at the box office. It's the 7th and supposedly final entry in the horror series and opened with an estimated $24.2 million. That's not as stellar as some of the earlier features in the franchise, but good enough to beat the weekend competition. Moviegoers also were keen on Paranormal Activity 2. It was down a spot to second place. Red held steady at number 3 while Jackass 3D fell to 4th and Hereafter slipped to 5th place. Overall, the box office continued to struggle. Hollywood .com finds ticket sales down about 3% compared to last year. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Dow's up 50 at last check at 11,169. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.